Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Achtung Mall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Berlin. Accept no substitute.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to another edition of Achtung Mall. This one is being recorded in the heat, the afterglow, post-ecstasy of that 1-1 draw at West Bromwich Albion today. Joining me is a fellow internet streamer, Ryan Loftus. Ryan, how are you, mate?
You can't be using my real name after that sentence. I'll have the police knocking around soon.
We have the EFL Stasi on our case, won't we, the pair of us. West Brom 1, Millwall 1. I just posted performance of the season. Is that overcooking it for you, Ryan, after that?
It depends. I think it's a very different performance. It's an odd one with Millwall, where we're in that kind of middle ranking, we'll have two types of performances. I think defensively, very solid.
Yeah.
Obviously, we didn't counter super well. We weren't super efficient in it, but I'm sure we'll get onto that later. But a very good result to come away with, and the sort of good Millwall feeling, you know, normally we'd get that feeling after a 1-0 win, but it does seem like a big result, especially I think after playing another one of the big sides in Fulham and being so comprehensively beaten.
Yeah.
If it was just 2-1, that 1-0 feels good.
We were just saying off air, listeners, this didn't feel like a Fulham. I mean, it's a draw, of course, and it could have gone either way, really. I think the game was an open game, in honesty. But West Brom came into the match kind of highly rated around the internet scene, and, you know, a lot of references to their Premier League, ex-Premier League status, and the fact they've retained the bones of that squad and how expensively assembled it is, and all the usual things that we have to contend with. But I thought they were good, but they weren't that good. They weren't a Fulham, in my opinion. They didn't look like the next level playing a game that we couldn't hope to aspire to. I thought we matched them for large periods of the game, especially in that second half.
Yeah, well, I think it was a really good, well-executed game plan. West Brom are, I think, slightly different to the likes of Fulham in that. They're not, with Valerian Ismail, you know, people would have seen him at Barnsley when they got to the playoffs last season. He's very much a heavy intensity, you know, high pressing, knocking
it
a lot.
Yeah, you can see that today.
Direct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's they're still finding their feet, obviously, with he played at a smaller team, or managed at a smaller team at Barnsley, where you can kind of play on the counter a bit more with getting a team to play on the front foot, which they've done all right so far. It's normally quite end-to-end, but the first 45 minutes, I mean, the whole first 45 minutes was just an exercise in shithousery, really. Just completely, we were just completely killing the game, not letting them flow, not really looking to score, to be honest, other than the poor back pass where Jed maybe could have finished. But I thought that was a harder chance than some of the other ones we had later. We really didn't let them get anything. And a brilliant penalty save to end the half from Bart. I mean, if that had gone in, I think it would have been very, very, very harsh for Millwall to go in 1-0 down.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like in real time, I thought, well, that looked like a penalty. And I wonder whether it would be given. And yeah, lo and behold, it was kind of a left-sided move by West Brom. And I think it was their winger got clipped. I think maybe Murray might have caught him. And he's gone over and the referee's given the penalty. And as you say, I thought if we go in one behind, then that would have felt like an injustice because, yes, it was shithouse, as you rightly describe it. But, you know, given the amount of, I mean, people were talking about us getting stuffed out of sight coming into this game. And I was kind of half expecting to see at least two or three goals, and, you know. And we've got in with, we should have got in at 0-0, and then the penalty gets given. And the expectation is they're going to score and you're going to come in behind, as you know, as you might have expected on the way up to Birmingham. But it was a fantastic Bart Bielkowski save. Actually, it was a well-struck penalty off to the left, I think, as the striker was hitting it. And he got across well to bat it away. And that was a real lift, wasn't it, at that moment?
Yeah, definitely. I think going into the second half, it was an odd one, actually. You say it was a lift, then we conceded within a couple of minutes to the second half.
So we did, yeah.
It was a very big moment. You know, Bart, I mean, the biggest save, I think, was that one later on the second half where he just cut out the cross. Where, you know, if he'd have missed it, there would have been a tap in for.
Yeah, they had an open goal.
That was a fantastic save. I mean, we're so used to it. Obviously, penalties are a slightly different equation, but they do generally help lift a team. And, you know, you do start get the feeling that it's going to be your day when they happen. So
it certainly lifted the mood in my front room when he batted that away. I can tell you that much, listeners. You're right. I mean, the first half was a strange one. It was probably the kind of away performance that I want to see from a Millwall side. It wasn't against better opponents or more highly rated opponents, is a better way to put it. I mean, also, if you just look at the starting 11, I mean, obviously, the big surprise, Ryan, was the fact that Afobe is injured. I don't know what must be like a meat grinder at Calmont Road, you know, something goes on there that sends you walk in healthy and you come out on a stretcher. No Afobe, so hence the playing of Smith alongside our new signing, Shay Ojo and Jed. Ojo had a quiet first half, but I thought he really showed some of his potential in that second half, real pace. And I really liked what I saw in the second period from him.
Yeah, I did as well. I thought, you know, obviously his first game, he hasn't had much obviously minutes or anything. Well, he's been looking for a club to go out on loan to. So it's obviously going to take him a little bit of time to get up to speed. But I thought second half, I think it really shows the benefit of, it's a small difference, but playing that, you know, 5-2-3 rather than 5-3-2, having, you know, two wingers either side of a striker. I think if you've got two really fast wingers in Ojo and now Jed,
yeah,
I think it makes you much more dangerous on the counter-attack. And as West Brom were pushing for that goal, we had a lot of chances where it looked like a counter was on and we really lacked finishing touch. And I think that's what, you know, I tweeted about it during the game. There's that one golden chance that it ends up at the feet of Matt Smith and he just completely messes it up. And that is the one thing where I think we really did miss Afobe today. If we had had him, we really could have done some damage on the counter-attack, I think, with the three of those, which is an exciting prospect really going forward. You know, hopefully the injury isn't too serious. Rowett hasn't done his press conference yet as we're speaking, so I'm sure we'll find out after the game how long he's out for, but hopefully it's a short one and he'll be back in, because the three of them together, I think, would be quite exciting.
I agree. I mean, I just made a note to myself, the potential Ojo, Afobe, Jed front line or front three, however you want to put it, is, as you say rightly, genuinely exciting. I mean, Matt Smith will give you Matt Smith, and pace is not his strongest suit. He does bring that physical presence, which I think actually, up in its funny way, upset the West Brom defence. They didn't look solid. I mean, they looked good going forwards, and you can see the high press and how it would, on a different day, would have been you know, better for them, and they had their chances across the 90 minutes. But they are not unbeatable, are they? That you can get at them, and we got at them today. And I think that's what really pleased me, because in a fairly drab season so far, first five games have been fairly so-so, that's really pleasing. That shows Millwall spirit. That's something I started to wonder whether it was still there in this squad. And yes, listeners, I can report it is there, because that performance overall, despite only being a draw at the Hawthorns, showed me what Millwall's all about. And that's what I want to see when I follow the Lions.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of determination about it. A lot of kind of last-ditch defending that went well. A lot of hard work, which is, you know, what fans want to see. I thought Matt Smith, you know, obviously other than being involved in a couple of breakdowns, but no one had a massively impressive game attacking. He actually played pretty well, I thought. It's an interesting one. You say, you know, he'll give you Matt Smith. For that first half, you know, the role he's playing there is quite crucial, where he will win fouls and give away fouls around about the halfway line.
In equal measure, yeah.
That just sucked the energy out of the game, you know, and he is good for that. And I think maybe his presence is what put pressure on their defence. Obviously, they played those couple back passes a bit short. That I think Jed's one was a little bit harder chance, given the angle. But Ojo, I mean, really probably should have put his away in the second half.
He should have done.
At 1-0, which is a shame, but... And Murray Wallace had that great chance from, I think it was a free kick or a flicked on cross.
Poke across the face of goal.
Should have scored. Overall, I think we probably had the better chances overall, which is interesting. It's a weird one where if we'd had gone 2-1 up, you know, you imagine West Brom might have thrown a bit more and it could have been a different result. But it's classic Millwall in terms of not taking our chances, but not classic Millwall in terms of throwing it away towards the end. So anyone, I think, would have been happy with the point going into this one. So to come away with one's pretty good way to go into kind of a next run of fixtures where we have more games that look winnable.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just looking at the goal to concede, I thought it was a soft goal. I mean, having just come in off of that penalty save, I mean, to concede a goal within 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe after the break, slack defending from a left-sided cross, I've written down. It was, again, a free header inside the box. They had numbers forward, didn't they, West Brom?
It really reminded me of the, I think, first or second Aidan Flint one against Cardiff. And it's getting quite frustrating that those sort of goals are going in against us, where I think it was shortly after a corner. You know, it's not straight from a corner, but they've still got bodies forward. He gets recycled out to Townsend. He puts in the cross, and I think he gets between Smith and Cooper, I think it is. And just a relatively simple header, you know, kind of out of Bart's reach. Nothing he can do about it. But exactly what was happening with against Cardiff. And with the height that we've got, it's such a sloppy goal to give away. And I worried when it went in that it would take the wind out of our sails. But we responded really well. I mean, straight on the front foot after that. Whereas, you know, in the Cardiff game, when we went 1-0 down, and in the Fulham game as well, when we went 1-0 down, we didn't react. So I think it's good that two games in a row now, obviously against Blackpool, we came back to get the win. And against a better side today in West Brom, we came back to get a draw and could have gone on to win. Those are the sorts of positive signs that we're starting to see. It's just about now making advantage of the pressure we have or going in front, you know, first off.
Absolutely. I mean, that was 1-0 on 47, maybe 48 minutes. We, you know, to get ourselves back in the game so soon was pleasing as well, Ryan. I mean, Ballard, he looks like a giant of a boy, this boy Ballard. I don't know, he must have been fed on shredded wheats and meat pies. I don't know what his family have fed him. But he looks like a real Millwall centre-half of the old school. And I just loved his goal celebration. There was a crossing from the, I think it was from the right, Jed, wasn't it? Put the ball into the area and he headed home from close. And he just went into the crowd. And I thought that was wonderful to see. Real connections. Now, it feels nice to be able to feel that kind of vibe amongst the players.
Yeah, definitely. I really like Ballard. I think he's probably been our best player this season so far. You know, probably other than Jed Wallace, who put the ball in for him. But from a defensive aspect, definitely, he looks like a top-level player for us.
He does.
Yeah. But he, you know, he got his first Northern Ireland goal in the international break as well, and celebrated, you know, similarly with that. So he really wears his heart on his sleeve, and to go in and score that goal, you know, get a result and celebrate like that, jumping into the crowd is a really good thing to see, even if it is a lone player doing it. I think Jason Malumbi seemed to have a similar connection with the crowd.
Yeah,
you know, with getting that up, and Millwall fans just love that,
even at the cost of a yellow for over celebration.
Yeah, but you know that's what happens. that's what people like. It's early days yet, but hopefully, you know, you don't know what his future will be with Arsenal. You know, so if the season goes well, hopefully we can always keep him around. But we can definitely enjoy him for the season we've got him. He's going to be a big important player for us, I think.
Agree, and that was great to see. And then, as you say, Ojo really should have scored. He was put through on the right side of the penalty area, and I think the rebound was put over by Scott Malone. I think he headed over, didn't he? As it came clear, two chances. I think the Malone chance was much harder, but Ojo really should have buried that. I've said already, I really like the look of this boy, and it's great at last to see. I mean, we've had Jed who's got pace, but Ojo looks like he's got proper pace, and that's really pleasing to see in a Millwall shirt. I thought he did well today, although the first half probably was quieter than he might have wanted. I want to mention Keefton Beld as well, Ryan, because I thought he did well in midfield today.
Yeah, he did. I think he's a good player, Keefton Beld. He's mature. You know, I'm undecided on him. I think in good games he's good, and in bad games he's pretty bad. So he's one of those. But he does win the ball back repeatedly really well. He can miss tackles. I wasn't sure if it was him who gave away the penalty or Murray Wallace. I couldn't quite work it out.
I couldn't tell. The shot was too long for you to really see any details.
But no, he is an important player. I think he can sometimes kind of burden his midfield partner with quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
But in a game like that, he's exactly who you'd want, who can kind of, you know, he doesn't have to do anything fancy, just kind of win the ball back, get it forward. And he was actually better, I think, in the final third today, not necessarily creating chance or anything, but just, you know, beating a man and kind of driving it forward a little bit just to take pressure off. So I thought he did well. And on Ojo as well, I think having that, you know, he is obviously rusty. I think maybe in a bit of form or a few games behind him, he'd probably take that chance. But in a game like today, it's quite a hard one for a winger to come into, you know, where it's going to be mainly a defensive job. You're not going to get the ball much. So he has to really be on it when he does get the ball. So in games where we have a bit more of the ball and he can show himself what he can do a bit more, hopefully he'll show something more.
Absolutely. There's a few melees in our penalty area towards the end of the game. On another day, one of those balls might have gone in the net, but today they didn't. There's a late chance in the added time after the 90. West Brom shot wide. And we did well to get through that. And I think it's, you know, overall, it's a good point. We all would have taken the point, as you've said already, Ryan, at the start of proceedings. But it feels like possibly, I mean, we've got another hardish away game in the week at Swansea, but it feels like that was a turning point, possibly. Am I getting overexcited again? I tend to have a tendency to get overexcited, Ryan, don't I?
Yeah, I don't think it's overexcited. I mean, I do like the fact that six games in, we have drawn three of them, one all. So we're very much on track for a Gary Rowett Millwall season. but no, I don't think it is wrong to get overexcited, maybe a bit far. But back on track is maybe where I'd put it, where, you know, 6 points from six games, I mean, it's bang on where Millwall should be, given our draw record. So, you know, I think we are going into a decent run. Coventry, obviously, the game after Swansea, people saying it should be a good home game to win. You know, Coventry started quite well. Swansea is looking winnable, but, you know, winnable games are never necessarily Millwall's favourites. So that might be a game to decide whether or not it's a turning point, because we can always battle a point off of a better team. Normally, it's killing off smaller teams or, you know, teams who are performing worse that we sometimes struggle with. So if we can follow this up with 3 points midweek, you know, if we can come out of this week with 5 or 7 points, then I think you can start to be optimistic again and start to kind of rethink about, okay, we are actually on for the playoffs potentially this season if we can find a bit of form. Obviously, injuries at the moment are not ideal.
No.
Phoebe, it'll be a really big shame if his injury is long. Obviously, the listener will probably know how long is it he's going to be out for when they hear this. We don't at the moment, but no. I'm hoping it's just a small knock. It's always a concerning one when they happen over the international break, because you don't hear anything, you don't see any injuries. So, you know, if it's a torn hamstring in training like Tyler Bury got last week for Hartlepool, you know, and he's out for the season, it's a nightmare. So if he can come back in the side, I think if playing that exact team with a phobia in it, away to Swansea, we can definitely hit them on the break. You know, there'll be a team that they'll still look to hold the ball quite well. So hopefully this is the start of a little bit of form.
Good stuff. I feel a little bit more optimistic, dear listeners. Big thank you to Ryan for taking time out of his evening straight after the game. This is our Raw we record, listeners. Big thank you, Ryan. Have a good evening to you, mate.
You too, Nick. Anytime.
Achtung, Mehlball. Welcome back after the break, dear listeners. Big thank you to Ryan for taking time out of his Saturday evening to speak to me earlier. And we are recording this very much hot and heavy straight after the game. So I've just taken the chance to put together one or two reactions from the internet after that fine away point there, dear listeners. Gary Rowett, speaking to Alex Grace of the South London Press or London News Online, was frustrated with referee Andy Walmer's decision to award West Brom a penalty in the first half. Poor referee overall. I thought he was, in fact, the commentary today mentioned him blowing up on one or two occasions when, you know, a better referee would have let the game flow. I think both sides would say that he was not a great referee. One thing that did stand out for me, which I didn't mention to Ryan, was West Brom, unattractive team and an unattractive style. Fulham impressed me in a way that West Brom didn't, dear listeners, and I can only put that down to a slight sense of Premier League X entitlement. They had that kind of falling over, clutching their face, surrounding them for a referee. There was a yellow card in the first half, which was basically given because the referee lacked spine and had two or three West Brom players surrounding him, calling for a yellow card. They had that kind of, as I say, Premier League entitlement is probably the best way I can put it. Unattractive, I found it. Gary Rowett speaking in the press conference didn't think that we had a couple of penalty shouts, which he didn't think were so. He does mention the poor goal. I think the one of the things that I found strangest about this season has been our fragility in defence. And today was a typical example of Millwall giving away a silly goal, one that would have been dealt with, perhaps with the missing Sean Hutchinson, I don't know. The defence did perform some heroics today. Murray Wallace and Jake and Daniel Ballard each did their bit, but somehow they're just not communicating as a group at the moment. Well, no, not well enough, put it that way. And the goal was a consequence of that. A straightforward crossing from the left-headed home, as we said, speaking to Ryan. So he mentions that himself. It must be an area that we need to improve on. I thought there was a lot that we could take out of today's game, a lot that was positive for me. But also the usual story, the usual Millwall story of areas to improve. Jake Sanders posting on Twitter. Journo, Jake, I'll have to get you back on the show soon, Jake. Great point for Mill, he says. Brilliant header by Ballard. But one of those Wallace or Ojo chances of the second half must go in, says Jake. I've got to agree, Jake. We had some good chances to score in the second half. 4 points from, the last two, isn't it? With something to build on, he says. Outstanding reaction from Bart for the penalty. Jack Clark, also on Twitter, says a decent result against a team that will no doubt be right up there at the end of the season. I think they will. I think they're topping the table after that point today, dear listeners. We should have done better with the chances that we had, but they could easily have had a couple extra too. Ojo started slowly but grew into it on to Swansea, says Jack Clark. There's a great photo of Dan Ballard celebrating after he scored a goal on the official club Twitter feed. What a week this man's having, they're saying. And there's a great photo of him peeling away to jump into the crowd, which would earn him a yellow, as we've said already. But Jesus, you've got to give the boy his chance. Joy is written across his face. Paul Llewellyn, big shout out to Paul Llewellyn. Proper away day, because QPR doesn't count, says Paul. Got a great photo of the Hawthorns. Funny ground, I've never liked the Hawthorns. Proper away day, he says, since Nottingham Forest last March. And we're fucking loving it, he says. Bart the legend. Big shout out to Paul Llewellyn for that photo. Robert Edge in reply to my post about performance of the season. I still stand by that. I think that was a real stirring Millwall showing today, dear listeners. And I know we didn't win. And, you know, you'll always get someone coming back to you saying, well, you know, how can it be that if we didn't win it? Robert Edge rightly replying to me says you have to take your chances. Yes, you do. We had a couple of gilt edge chances. That one for Ojo really should have been put away late in the second half. And he asks a good question actually. Why does it take going 1-0 down to make Millwall play attacking football, play for like this from the first minute, says Robert. And we are 123 up at half time. That would be good, wouldn't it? 123 goals in 45 minutes. I take your point, Robert, and I like the hyperbole of that statement. I like that. Daniel Hill totally agrees that we played really well today. Just a shame we couldn't score with those one-on-ones, he says. Right, so I do agree. Just one final point a couple of final points before I close out, dear listeners. I just want to give a shout out to Adrian Wisson, our kit man, the club's kit man. He's been in for an operation. He was mentioned on the commentary today by Max. Big shout out to Adrian, who's had a double lung transplant. Did I hear him say? He's very well known, Adrian. Very well respected around the support. Everyone knows Adrian, and yeah, I just want to add my best wishes to him as he recovers from a clearly major surgery. So, Adrian Wisson, big shout out to you, mate. And finally, if I may, dear listeners, I just want to mention Tyler Bury, who has rejoined us from Hartlepool, where he's on loan, who's injured himself. A 12-week, minimum 12 weeks out of the game. A grade 3 tear on his hamstring, according to the club's medical team. So big shout to Tyler. Clearly he's been doing well in there in League 2 up at Hartlepool, scoring goals. and a player for Millwall of some promise. And let's hope he's back very, very soon. So there we have it, dear listeners. Thank you for listening to this quick and dirty show. This is very much, grab your toothbrush, get in the back of the car and shoot off for the night. We'll book a motel on the road kind of show. Going to try and put another one of a similar ilk together midweek after the Swansea game. I'm not around for the Coventry one next week, so I'm going to try and do my best to get something out to you for next weekend. But we'll certainly be back midweek. Until then, dear listeners, big thank you to Ryan. Thank you to you too for listening. And up the Lions. I'm feeling good tonight. Arrivederci Millwall. Bye for now.
Achtung, Millwall.
Who do you want to watch?